This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Mount Pleasant task force took the lead in a gang takedown involving the FBI Milwaukee office yesterday. A statement says dozens of law enforcement agencies conducted Operation Chalkline, targeting violent gang activity in Racine and Milwaukee. There were 22 arrests and the seizure of a lot of fentanyl, cocaine, marijuana, plus guns and vehicles. Governor Tony Evers joined Racine leaders yesterday to sign the final construction beam on the $68 million Lincoln King Community Center. That facility is set to open next year. During his visit, Evers warned about the federal government shutdown and its impact on Wisconsin residents, who he says may lose food and health benefits. Pleasant Prairie Representative Amanda Nadweski is leading a hearing in Madison today concerning sexual misconduct and cover-ups in Wisconsin schools. In addition to the fact-finding, she's proposing bills for stricter penalties and rules. DPI Superintendent Jill Underley is denying the claims and is seeking a retraction following a report in the Capital Times. State Senator Van Wongard is denying retirement rumors, saying he'll decide by next year if he'll run again. He's accusing Democrats of spreading false information to fundraise. Racine Transit Director Trevor Young has launched a campaign to run for Wongard's 21st State Senate District seat. Racine has launched what they're calling a Spooktacular Homes Halloween Contest. They're looking to celebrate festive front yard decorations. There will be public voting on Facebook and the winner announced on Halloween night. There's more about the contest on the city's website. And Microsoft is now a sponsor of Racine's Festival Park. A statement says their investment will help keep event costs low and increase accessibility. Microsoft is working on two major data centers in Mount Pleasant and has partnered with Gateway Technical College on educational initiatives. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
Now, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.